When you look at an obelisk in Egypt, the only thing that keeps an obelisk on its pedestal is gravity. They're balanced. There is no pins. There is no groove. They are simply so perfectly machined that they stand erect with nothing supporting them. Pretty impressive. And if you want to see the tallest obelisk in Egypt, go to Karnak Temple. Hatshepsut's obelisk is still standing there, the tallest obelisk in all of Egypt. So Hatshepsut is doing wonderful things. Now, she has to have a tomb. Well, she built one as queen near the Valley of the Kings. She couldn't be buried in the Valley of the Kings. She was only the king's great wife. But she had her tomb near the Valley of the Kings. But once she declares herself pharaoh and wears the beard of authority and the crown, she starts building her own tomb in the Valley of the Kings. And that's where she's going to be buried, in the Valley of the Kings. It is the longest tomb in the entire Valley of the Kings. It's an amazing tomb. It goes deep, deep, deep. And the workmen hit bad rock, and they had to change it and move it and wiggles around. But she was buried in Hatshepsut's tomb. And there are two sarcophagi in the Valley of the Kings. Two. One is hers, and the other is her father's. She moved her father's burial to her tomb. Notice, it's not her husband's, it's not Thutmose II's, it's Thutmose I's. And I think she really didn't care about Thutmose II. Never mentions in her entire reign, never mentions her husband, ever. She liked to be near Dad, the great pharaoh, and she identified with him. So in the Valley of the Kings is Hatshepsut's tomb, buried next to her father. Now, she was a great, great, great ruler. But I have to say something about a man that's part of her life. Now, she was widowed and never remarried. Queens don't remarry in ancient Egypt. But there is a commoner who is a big part of her life. His name is Senmut. Senmut. And some people think they were so close that he was her lover. I'll tell you about that. Senmut has more titles than anybody in Egypt. He is the overseer of the works, meaning he's in charge of building projects. He is the steward of the temple of Amun, which means he's in charge of the treasury of Amun, which is vast. He is the royal tutor, which means that he is tutoring the daughter of Hatshepsut and Thutmose II. He is also steward of the palace. He's in charge of the palace. And this guy was a commoner. You know, how does he get so many titles? One little bit of evidence that he may have been her lover. There is a graffito in a cave near her temple of Deir el-Bahari. And it shows a naked female. And she's got a crown on with a cobra on it, which is the sign of the king. So it's a female naked with a crown. Good bet it's Hatshepsut. And she is making love to somebody who has the overseer's cap, the overseer of the works cap on, Senmut. So at least, you know, this is probably scribbled on the wall by a couple of workmen, you know, saying, aha, you know, Hatshepsut and Senmut, we know about them. So they really may have been lovers. Senmut is buried in a fabulous tomb right next to Deir el-Bahari, right next to Deir el-Bahari. And his tomb goes towards the Valley of the Kings, and her tomb goes towards Deir el-Bahari, and it's almost like they wanted to be together for eternity. In the end, Hatshepsut dies. And the sad thing is, her name is erased from every monument. There are no records of Hatshepsut that are really significant. If you had asked, say, Queen Cleopatra, who was Hatshepsut, she never would have heard of her. There were kings lists listing all the kings of Egypt, but you'll never get Hatshepsut's name on it. Why was her name erased? Well, when Thutmose III became pharaoh, he waited quite a while. But then he erased her name from Deir el-Bahari, from every place it appeared. And I think the reason was that Egypt, which is a very, very conservative country, never wanted it recorded that a woman had ruled Egypt as pharaoh. It wasn't out of hatred. Many people think, oh, Thutmose III hated Hatshepsut because she pushed him aside and she ruled. No, all indications were it was an agreeable arrangement where she would rule as he was younger. But I think Egypt just simply didn't want it known that they'd had a woman who ruled as king. But next time, we'll talk about a different pharaoh. See you then.